This week in West Virginia history, on May 22, 1861, Thornsbury Bailey Brown became the first Union soldier killed in battle during the Civil War. It occurred during a brief standoff at Fetterman in Taylor County. At the beginning of the war, both Union and Confederate forces were scheming to control the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, which had arrived in Taylor County in 1857. The railroad would be a key to moving troops and supplies. Like much of present West Virginia, Taylor County's loyalties were divided early in the war. Most residents backed a local Union militia unit known as the Grafton Guards. However, there was also strong support for the Confederate Letcher's Guard. On May 22nd, just more than a month into the war, Thornsbury Bailey Brown and another member of the Grafton Guards surprised three of Letcher's Guards who were on picket duty. In a quick exchange of fire, Brown was killed. Brown is considered the first combat fatality of the Civil War. Following the capture of Fort Sumter, two Union soldiers had died during a cannon salute. Brown is buried in the Grafton National Cemetery, which was established after the war. For more information on Thornsbury Bailey Brown, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.